Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode. It's the new year, baby. It's January. Adam's still fixing cameras. We've got special guest Ozzy in the room right now, taking the place of Roxy, who's tucked away behind me. Lobster's down here. We've got the whole crew in here right now. So let's talk about New Year's resolutions really quick. So you guys, I got back into vaping this year, and Raquel had the idea of last vape, mine's on zero right now, and then it's done. Done. I want to be healthy again, dude, because if I was to get back in the ring again, I want to be able to run the ropes and take bumps without dying. And I think that's best case scenario here.
You've talked about this openly, but I think you said that if you could do it again, mm-hmm. especially like even the AEW like run, like you have a different mindset now than you ever had.
100%. We'll actually get into that in a second after we get everyone's New Year's resolutions. So I want to tell a story from recently.
Beautiful.
I did leave Joey's fader down, so I'm sorry, Joey. I didn't get your
audio. That's all right.
My New Year's resolution is to resolve things with Joey.
Oh, aww, that's so cute.
It's never going to happen.
Wow.
So cute.
Okay.
I support that.
Raquel, is yours just the vape?
Mine is definitely like health related to that, and mm-hmm. then just like finance too, you know, just like
saving,
improving, or yeah, something. Exactly. And yeah,
is your credit good? Are you trying to build it? Sorry,
just for sure, just all of it, you know,
everything. Yeah. That's smart,
yeah,
that's smart. Definitely.
Just be better about spending, and that's like impulsive buying is yeah. like something that I think we all kind of, well, as humans, might struggle with,
yeah.
But so I learned that like taking a day before you like make a purchase, if there's something you want, mm-hmm. the next day you'll be like, I don't need that.
You get like, you know? that spend guilt or like the yeah. shopper's remorse. Buyer's remorse. Yeah.
You 1,000%.
I do get that sometimes. I don't really spend stuff on myself, but I know when you do, you're just like, why did I do
that? Yeah. You feel, you know, like, was it necessary? And then 90% of the time it's not. So yeah. just yeah. cutting out things like that you don't need.
So if you do buy something, it's going to be something that's useful.
Yeah. Things I need.
Longevity. Yeah. And this,
1,000%. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, Joseph.
Mine is, are my faders up? Adam.
Yep. They're up.
Mine is fitness this year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Joseph. And I only say that because, like, dude, not that I have like a scare or anything, right? But like, I'm 38 years old right now. Mm-hmm. And like, I had to go to the doctor this year, which I hadn't gone to the doctor.
Which you don't look 38. I will give you that.
Thanks. I look 37. Thank you so much.
You don't look a day over 37.
I hadn't gone to the doctors in like years. Mm-hmm. That's just like it's like, you know, the dentist or the doctors, you just like get lost in the yeah. sauce and you're like, dude, I haven't made an appointment. Mm-hmm. And then there's like that bit where it's like, dude, you have to go to a doctor and then that doctor has to recommend you to a specialist.
Yeah, I know.
And you're so fucking over the whole
it's
process.
A pain in the ass, yeah.
But this was the first time they like put me on like fucking blood thinners. Oh, and I was like,
you've hit that
dude,
age.
They were
now,
like, go
darling.
To Costco, get a cuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
a cuff.
Oh, when we get to a certain age, everyone needs a cuff.
What?
You
yeah.
know?
Really?
Blood yeah. pressure yeah. machine.
Adam, how old are you?
I'm 40, almost 42.
Do you have
42
next month.
Do you have a cuff? I don't have blood a blood pressure machine.
I have a blood pressure machine.
I don't have a cuff.
Dude, it literally like blew my mind when they were like, I can't even tell you the other thing. It's like it's like two things that I take every night now. Mm-hmm. One's for cholesterol.
That's okay. Cholesterol.
And one's for blood like thinners. Yeah. And I'm just like,
welcome to aging,
like,
brother.
What am I, 70? Like, Jesus, man. And that's the goal this year, is just to kind of do it right. I mean, we definitely don't have McDonald's on the way right now.
You know what we should do? We should check in once a month with Joey's weight.
Health check.
You want to make a little bet?
Yeah.
That's the best way to motivate.
I
said to him a couple years ago, I said, I will give you $10,000 to lose this amount of weight.
It was impossible.
It was like fucking 2 days later.
It was an impossible task.
It was bad. Wow. All right, Joey, $10,000.
Let's do it. What should the weight be, though?
This time next year, what's your weight right now?
265.
What would be a healthy weight for someone your height?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
215.
How much?
I said 170.
170?
Wow. Wait, what's your height, Joey?
I'm 165.
Okay, 190.
What's your height, Joey?
It'd be 200, 215. I'm 6'2".
I think you could go lower.
You're
6'2".
What does the internet say?
Zombie.
No, I know. I'm just saying, for 10 grand, it can't be easy.
Okay, so loser. It says it falls between 148 to 209.
I can't.
148.
148 is crazy. That's
if you live in Sweden, yes.
He can't be 148.
I physically.
No, I'll tell you. What are you right now?
I'm 265.
Okay, so should we say 2?
200 would be 65.
200. All right.
65 pounds. You guys, how? What time?
By this
time next year?
Oh, next
year.
Can't
do it unhealthy.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to. No, I'm not going to make you starve yourself for like a month and see where you're at.
Yeah. Here, send the money to my wife because I'm dead.
No. Okay. No. So
we did this in Hollywood when we lived together for a year.
I know.
It was good. Like, we were eating clean and healthy. You were like vegan at the time, so you were really killing it. Especially coming off Orlando, we're eating like
two-a-days,
like
drinking
McDonald's wrappers.
But once a month, we'll put you on the scale.
Damn.
Once a month, right, Adam?
Raquel? Once a month.
Let's go.
Once a month, you get put on the scale.
A
you
new have... segment for 2026.
Yes.
Joey on the scale.
This will motivate.
12 months
I like this idea, but I wish like you guys had things that we could hold you guys accountable throughout the year too.
Vaping.
Okay.
It's like.
Yeah.
No what, more like kids.
Check the months you did and didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she hides it. So.
No, I don't. I've been open about it.
I took your car out yesterday. You had it hidden in
that's
the side door.
That's a dead one. That I need
also,
the trash.
Also, yesterday we went to Target and right before we got in the car, she went. I blew it out, and she was like, man, it's so cold. I can see my breath out of here. I'm like, oh, that's so crazy. It smells like vanilla.
She's got some good breath on it.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. Healthy woman over
so
there.
So you guys are gonna keep the vape?
Holding each other accountable and on the
Adam,
vape.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam?
No more kids.
Well, yeah, we'll try with that, right,
you're
brother?
You're just going to start getting rid of them?
Yeah.
Every week we'll check in with you to see if you have any more.
Yeah.
3.5 this week.
But you're about to get the snip.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's cheating.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You need something else.
This yeah. True. We'll have to think of it. All right.
We'll think okay.
It. We'll throw it to the comment section. We'll put it in Patreon. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe Adam gets a new jacket.
Still.
But we'll come up with something.
You know what?
New year, so same jacket.
We did the Secret Santa. I do want to confess, we did try to buy Adam a new Patagonia jacket. And then we realized this whole like homeless hiker look that he's going for is actually very expensive. We tried to buy a baby.
He's so LA.
We tried to buy a baby Patagonia. I'm talking this thing was a 2T, like a little tiny thing, and it was $300.
Jesus, no. Adam.
No. And I was like, oh, he's got two kids. He's got twins.
Yeah.
So here's a little secret. I actually, my brother is big into fly fishing.
Mm.
And because of him working at a fly fishing shop here in LA, he actually gets a Patagonia Pro discount deal.
Oh, that's the secret.
He got the plus right there.
Got that sponsorship.
What's the discount?
65% off.
65?
At the holidays, so he can open up to family. So
that's amazing.
I did get Wesley a blue jacket for Christmas.
That's
because
so cute.
He said... We were going through the list of things. He was like, look, a blue jacket just like yours. Let's. And I was like,
aww.
I'm getting it.
Did you give him the hat too?
Didn't give him the hat. He does have an Orioles hat though.
You and need to get Christmas, a picture of you guys together.
Yeah.
We'll
that's
do that.
Really sweet.
Absolutely. And then for Christmas, I just get Orioles hats for myself and then the kids can give it to me.
There you go.
Oh,
so cute.
I like it. So the resolutions are in play.
They're
after
in
we
play.
Eat McDonald's today, because that was on our writer.
Yes. Yeah, it was on our writer. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But every month we check in with each other. We have a scale for Joey.
Yes.
We have to be completely honest, Raquel.
Okay. I'll be honest about.
And we'll figure out something for you.
I'll be watching you when you have to
I'll
watch
be watching
me.
You watching me.
Okay.
Watching you.
That sounded weird, but.
Wait, what was your resolution?
No vaping.
No more vaping.
Okay.
Yeah. And Joey, be honest with me about her. And you be honest with me about her.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
What I mean, yeah.
This is going to get good.
Yeah.
All right. So going back into it again, we were just talking about being healthy and wrestling again. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to stop vaping, because I want to get in the best shape of my life. Even better than the shape I was in when I was training 2 times a day in WWE, you know, like health-wise.
What do you do now?
I'm a little lazy right now. I don't eat bad all the time, though. You know, I'm not a big...
coming off the holidays, so...
I'm coming off the holidays.
Give yourself a little grace.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I'm not someone that's just eating terrible all the fucking time.
Right.
Right? But no, I should be outside working out and stuff like that, but I'm just... been lazy. So I want to get back in the gym again. I'm getting back in the wrestling ring again. I started this month, which has been really great, which I want to take you guys down to the ring.
Yes, please.
But, and this was what happened the other day. I had a friend of mine, and I was trying to get through TSA and stuff like that. And I've been trying to come up with like new wrestling moves. Because I'm like, if I was to ever come back again, I want to have like a completely new, not completely new moveset,
add
but
new
like
repertoire.
Added. Yeah. Added to my repertoire. Yeah. And so I've been watching some like old tapes of me and all that kind of stuff because I forget half the things that I used to do. And then I've been watching tapes from like the 80s and 90s and stuff.
Hell
like
yeah.
That's where I got the PTO from was Bull Nakano, you know. I just modified it, the Scorpion Crosslock, just a little bit. So I've been doing that.
I love it.
Anyway, my friend who's a non-wrestler has been trying to like help me out and stuff like
the best
that. Cause
kind
he's
of advice
like,
you could get.
He's so excited, you know, and he's been like encouraging me big time. And he was like, oh, I came up with like a great move. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's not a wrestler, you know? So I'm like, how did he come up with a move like that? He's not a wrestler, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm trying to go through freaking TSA. I got a bunch of bags with me and I'm like getting really frustrated. And he was like, oh, and he's trying to explain it to me. And he's like, you know, you hit the ropes, you do this, you do that. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. He's like, you're not listening. And I'm like, I am. I'm just fucking going through TSA right now. I was like stressing out. And then I'm like, I need to put the phone down for a second, but I think what you're talking about is neck breaker, right? And he was like, no, it's not a neck breaker. And I'm like, no, it sounds exactly like a neck breaker. He's like, no. I was like, anyway, whatever. Let me get through TSA and I will call you back in a second. So he's like, all right. Anyway, I call him back and then he's still going on about this move that he thought he invented. Yeah, so I'm just
which is almost impossible this now.
No, it's impossible. Right? Yeah, it's really fucking
hard. You have to modify
hard.
Moves that already exist.
Exactly.
Like,
if you're lucky.
I want you to bring back the tarantula.
Yeah, what's I mean, I could.
I love that.
We'll put a clip in it, but I used to do it, but then Emma was doing right. it in her moveset and I couldn't do it. I used to do it on the indies.
It's so
just
fun, dude.
It's just like the submission around the ropes and stuff. I'll show it to you. But it's a good move. But I just, in my good conscience, like I couldn't do it because mm-hmm. that was Emma's WWE sure. thing. But it is a good move. Anyway, so he's like on the phone with me again and he's so excited. And then he was just like, I'm going to try and find and see if it even exists anymore. And he sends me a video and he was like, yeah, it's a neck breaker.
What he did was when you went through TSA, he just looked up what a neck breaker was. Because it's almost impossible. Like unless you know the lore and history of every single wrestler who's ever done it, that's got to be super weird for you to like not, or anybody in the industry for that matter, to not step on people's toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Has that ever happened in history where people are like notorious for being like, that was my move? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's people that have their move sets, of course. Like I would be, if especially someone's finisher, you know, where like my submissions are my two finishes, like a 1-2-3 kind of finisher. No one should be able to do that. I can't go in there and do an RKO. Mm-hmm. It's Randy Orton's, yeah. right? I can't go in there and do like an F5 or friggin' a go to sleep or anything like that because that's someone's finisher that they've had for many years. So it's like common sense not to do something like that. There has been times where someone's done like a certain move that's just in the middle of a match. But it's hard to have completely new stuff all the time. Right. So sometimes you might step on someone's toes because you both happen to have the same move for years. Mm-hmm. Like I used to do the fisherman suplex and stuff like that. And I try to cut it out because, you know, Curtis, that was his dad's, like one of his big moves and he was doing it. So I was like, Okay, like I'm going to, you have it. I don't want to step on your toes.
Mm-hmm. So there's so many wrestlers now. There's so many moves, yeah. more than there ever was.
Oh yeah.
So we talked about this last episode about the code, right? And we talked about the code in relationship to like John Cena losing. And that's just like the time honored tradition is to like go out and like let the new guy put him over the top. Is there ever a point in today's landscape where like someone gives you permission or gifts you their finisher?
Yeah, for example, Stone Cold gave the Stone Cold Stunner to Kevin Owens.
That's so sick.
And The Rock gave the blessing to Becky Lynch to do the Rock Bomb. So like people have that and people do that, especially if someone's like completely stepping out the business and stuff. They're like, here you go. But you don't just take it.
Right.
Correct.
You get permission or you get gifted this move.
So if you could be gifted anyone's move.
What would I like?
Current or post, like, or pre, sorry. Who would you like to gift you their move?
I mean, I would like the RKO because it's one of the most famous finishes in the world, you know? And then...
Did you see the RKO on the Christmas tree? They have a sideways tree and they put like a little action figure of Randy.
Even if you're not a wrestling fan, everyone knows what the RKO is because it became such a meme.
If you have a pool and siblings, you're definitely getting arcade.
Oh, 100%. So of course you'd want to hop on that bandwagon, that popular bandwagon.
That's a good one.
You know, I'm trying to think of like maybe a female's one too. That's hard because then you forget everybody in the rest of the world completely.
What did China do?
All right, hold up. We've got to pay some bills real quick. Don't go anywhere, rebels. We'll be right back after this.
So there was a couple. There was the power bomb, the pedigree. Gosh, I loved it. Recently, someone had wrote a song about her, and it was a really good song. Like, wow. Like it was really, really good. I liked it the other day. We'll have to show it or something like that.
The moonsault?
I cannot do a moonsault.
Come on.
There's no fucking way.
You gotta practice,
first
girl.
Of all, Charlotte does a moonsault, so I couldn't do it even if I wanted to. There's a couple of people that do moonsaults. But like me being on the top rope and just like backflipping, that's crazy. With my neck?
What about this
come
one?
On, Joey.
Arguably the most dangerous looking finisher in the era, the Absolution era, the Widow's Peak.
Oh, yeah. That was a Victoria.
Yeah,
that was a great move. That was a great. Oh, I would probably have that. The Widow's Peak?
Yeah, explain that.
So they are like...
Should you do it to Raquel?
The most dangerous finishing move? Yeah,
like,
let's go.
You're like this, and like your arms and stuff are up on the back, and then you've got her thing hooked, and then you sit out. It's hard.
I like the names of these moves.
What's the mandible claw?
Who gets to name them?
You do. So I came up with my finishes. Let me get the mandible claw too.
For Adam.
For those of you listening, that was my Secret Santa gift from Joey.
The gift that keeps on giving.
One of the best mandible claws in history.
Thank you, Joey.
Mankind, I love him so much.
Was that his signature?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else who does it? Or that's
look, he shoves his hand inside your jaw like this.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Can you see it?
He's such a baddie.
We love him. He's such a sweetie pie. Anyway.
You do a lot of signings with him too.
I
so
do.
You get to see him all the time.
I do. And he's such a sweetie pie. And we had Noelle on our podcast. Yeah. You know, his jaw. Why do you have mitt, by the way?
What's going on with the baseball?
I'm breaking it in.
Oh, is it for?
Why are you breaking it in?
Because I'm starting a baseball team.
With all your kids.
All my kids. Multiple gloves.
Still
fair enough.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's a great segment.
Segue.
Into for? What?
So think about this. You have kids.
Right.
You have, how old are they?
11, 6, and at this point.
Zero.
Zero.
11, 6, and zero, right? A
couple weeks. Yeah.
So we looked this up. We were talking about generations. So we're all millennials, right? Except for Adam. You might be like, I don't know how old you
are. He's a millennial. He's also a millennial.
So now we're in Generation Alpha, and that leads up until 2025. And then next year, well, now it's 2026. We're Generation Beta, which just sucks. If you have to be
beta
to Alpha, that's shitty. But I was just thinking about this because this is so stupid. But guess what? The word of the year was 2025.
Beta
6-7.
Oh my God!
Let's ask Adam what 6-7 is.
I don't know what it is, but I just know that kids say it and all the time, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But you're in on it. You're privy to it. Oh,
my kids say it all the time,
and they're just like 6-7.
It's 6-7. 6-7.
Yeah, that was the word of the year.
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like it does. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything. But so I'm like, why do you say it?
But I like how we're all like, are we still hip? Like, do we know what's happening? But isn't this crazy? Like, this whole culture is just moving to like. Brain rot, like literally it's the most viral thing for meaning literally nothing,
for no reason.
Yeah,
but you want to be in the club, like you want to know what it is. Yeah. You want to send the memes.
I would never say it.
Yeah,
dude,
I would retaliate with 789,
dude.
789.
right.
Such a dad joke.
Very boomer. Yeah. It was so crazy. Did you see this at In-N-Out? Literally removed ticket number 6-7.
Yeah,
because high schools were going and literally ordering all the way up until 6-7, and then making a TikTok and going like extremely. But then you have the opposite hand where Wendy's actually they put out Frosties on Black Friday and they were 67 cents.
That's pretty good.
So it's
Wendy's is cool.
Well,
both sides
lean
of the coin
into
here.
It if you're a business.
I'll tell you. Can I quiz you on Gen Z lingo?
Yeah,
see
please.
What you know. You do have kids of that age, so. Don't let us
maybe
down
they taught
here.
You a couple things.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Skibbity.
No idea.
Take a guess. You got to take a guess.
Skibbity do that.
That's your guess?
That's my guess. I don't know. Skibbity?
It is nonsense hype word started from memes and songs used when something is chaotic, silly, or just a vibe.
Okay.
That edit was skibbity.
All right.
It still doesn't make any sense.
Wasn't it the skibbity toilet?
Yeah.
It just means chaos.
So. Okay.
Gat.
Gat.
Get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get that?
G-I-A-T.
You're 0-2 right now, buddy.
I don't know. I'm the worst person to be asking.
Okay, questions. But think about this. You have two kids now, but then think about the words that are going to come out when your twins are old enough to have their own words. So go ahead. Keep going. We got 10 words.
Okay. That's just a loud reaction to someone attractive or impressive, but I saw it as someone who has a big ass.
Me too. I thought it was an ass. Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Riz.
You
Riz?
Gotta know this one. Come on.
That's like charisma.
Yeah.
All right. 1-2. One and two.
Yeah. All right. Phantom tax.
Phantom tax?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't
you could
know.
Guess this one.
This is something about, I have no idea.
Is taking a bite or sip of someone else's food as a joke tax.
As a joke
like your
tax.
Kids, like you're taking a bite of their french fry because you're like, you owe me that.
And it says, warning, this will happen to Adam forever. Okay.
1-3.
All right. Ohio.
We've talked about this before.
It's where Tyler's from.
That is where Tyler's from,
What do the kids mean when they say Ohio?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't heard, I haven't heard this one.
Okay, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
Something weird, cursed, or off-putting. Use it like this. Why does that look Ohio?
Cursed.
All right, you're not doing too good here.
No, I'm not.
We're trying to relate with the kids.
It's funny that it's Ohio.
Yeah.
NPC.
NPC?
Yeah.
Dude, you got this.
NPC?
Come on, you're 1-3-4.
I have no idea. No problem. No problem, Chad.
So someone with no original thoughts, just repeating trends or scripts. And then
how
it
am
says,
I supposed to get that?
Self-aware bonus. Adam realizes this is him.
You know what? So like NPC means non-playable character, and it's from video games where the video game characters are just like extra people in the game and they just exist, but they don't really have a purpose. So all people compare like
not doing too good.
Real humans.
Let's,
to, like,
let's see if you can pick it up on the back nine.
NPCs.
Well, this is the only video game cultural significance and reference that I have right now. Analog 3D. You
never
familiar
heard
what that
of
is?
That. No.
Joey?
No, sorry, Dad.
Whoa.
What kind of game is it?
It is a modern day version of N64 and
like
Game
Pong?
Boy that you can. No. They have redone these gaming systems that up-res the graphics natively for N64 games.
I like
and
that.
They
That's
have
cool.
wireless remote
I've
controllers.
I've seen them do that with Halo.
And I got one of those. It's pretty sweet.
That's
the kid,
cool.
So I have the kids, Wesley, playing Gretzky hockey, Griffey baseball.
Oh, right. We talked about this. Yeah. Okay.
That's cute.
Mario Kart and all that.
Of course. Super That's Mario. Got it. All right. Ready? Mid.
Mid?
Something's mid.
It's, I have no idea.
It's not impressive, slightly insulting. Like this movie was mid or.
Where do you,
like
how
average.
Do you, how
that
do you come up with that?
Mid.
Or your,
it means average.
Yeah, your
how?
Guesses are mid.
It's,
mid.
It's middle of the road.
Yeah.
All
like
right.
Average.
Okay. Terrible.
This one you should
you're
get.
One in
I'm
six.
Mid. Well, yeah. It doesn't surprise
Bet.
Me. Bet.
Bet.
I did know this, but I don't know this anymore. Like, go on.
No. It says, okay, agreed, say less. Use it. Okay. You coming tonight? Right. Bet.
Bet. Yeah.
Okay. Dad mistake saying it aggressively in case you did do that.
Yeah.
Eight. Shit.
Eight. Eight, nine.
No.
A-T-E.
Eight.
Yeah, like the, she ate that performance.
This is making me really uncomfortable. Yeah. Because I don't know the answers to any of these things.
She did amazing, left no crumbs, absolute win.
She ate.
She crushed it.
She ate.
Yeah.
And this should be easy. Delulu.
Delulu. Crazy.
2-8, Adam.
Delusional but playful. Manifesting that, very Delulu.
2-8.
Delulu. All right.
You're going to have to step it up, boy.
You literally have
kids. How do you even talk to your kids?
I don't.
You're just like baseball.
I'm a terrible father.
When your baseball? Kid comes back from school and gets a really good grade on a test, you should be like, you ate.
Or
eight.
Just say, that's mid.
That's mid. Yeah.
That's a mid grade.
Like, skibbity toilet. Yeah.
Well, I'll try and use some in a sentence with them this week. And let
oh,
know
try and impress them. You should get a video of you talking like
well,
that
exactly.
to them.
Their reaction.
And we'll post
exactly.
it in this episode.
Exactly. I could do that.
Get their reaction. They're going to be like, what?
Well, yeah. I can. Here, I have a reaction video to that.
What do you got? Set the stage.
This goes with the.
What are they saying?
Mid?
Mid!
Skibbity.
Double babies crying. Oh my God. It is
dang,
a lot.
Dude.
It is a lot.
Oh man.
It's hard to keep up with the trends when you just got two babies.
Yeah. Of course, you of all people have another kid and it ends up being twins.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm one of four and my youngest were twins too.
That's right.
And I turned out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turned out great.
I had to laugh after I said
how are your parents doing?
Like, you did turn out great.
We'll check back in.
Yeah. Next episode.
Joey actually sent me another list though. Can I just bring that up?
Yeah.
Top 10 green flags people sleep on.
Well, I think we were talking about this because we were like, last episodes we were saying, can you be friends with your exes?
Yeah, can you be friends with your exes?
I like the idea of talking about relationships. And then we were side texting something and I was saying something to the fact of like, me and Raquel have been together for 12 years now that like, I don't even go on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was like,
you're just comfortable with each other now. You're like,
But I felt like, is that something
people— what do you mean you don't even go on her Instagram?
So like when you start dating somebody or you're casually talking to somebody of interest, it's like there's this, I don't want to say like jealousy. It's not jealousy, but it's like, you're scared. Like
there's an insecurity.
Yeah. Insecurity is the word I was looking for. So it's like, I don't have that anymore with Raquel, and it's not that I don't care about it, but it's like I don't go on her profile, see who she's likes, the photos she's liking, or what her interests
are. But safe with her.
But when you're dating, I see how that can be very real. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about green flags, like because I was asking Saray in the moment, I was like, "Am I like lacking emotion in that sense, or am I just comfortable
lacking Riz?"
he knew them all. He was kidding us.
Yeah. But no, I think you guys have a healthy relationship.
Right.
Yeah. That's what health looks like.
Yeah. Right.
When in dating, it's a common topic of like, oh, do you ever go through their phone? Or like, you know what I mean? Like kind of like stuff like that.
Sure.
So I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Looking at her Instagram. Or do you stuff like that.
There's a bunch of that. But it's like, I was having a conversation with Saraya and the idea was like, am I just disconnected in that way? Am I like failing in this part? Like, do I need that like jealousy or that like that insecurity to like prove my love to her to be like, you know what I mean? Like we do it in other ways, obviously.
Do you guys have check-ins?
Explain check-ins.
Like checking in, probably not. It sounds like you guys are both pretty complacent.
I don't know that
alpha comfortable.
Yeah, complacent.
In the relationship, but I don't know.
What you're like saying people if they're would do, out one day and you just check in with them?
Or no, like just relationship check-ins in general.
Oh, like where we're at from?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a check-in? How are you feeling about
fuck
us
you?
Right now?
I understand what you're saying. Like
emotional health.
Are we good with the relationship? Yeah. I don't think that's something we've ever done naturally.
We don't bring it up so formally like that, I don't think, you know?
Right.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Read
the
list because
there's a couple. I want to go through some of these and like compare our like experiences.
Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rule breakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right, back to the episode. Sorry, you guys, let me do that again. I had to take a break, had to let the dogs out and then also grab some food, but we could go back into it right now. We do have a list that Joey so kindly put together. Top 10 green flags people sleep on.
Is not part of my New Year's resolution.
No, it's not. We said this is the last one.
Yeah, exactly.
The vape's going to be done for New Year's.
McDonald's.
Food's going to be done for New Year's. We're going to hold each other accountable.
Get rid of his kids.
No more kids.
All right, the first one. Ready? They don't get defensive when you call something out. Underrated green flag. Do you enjoy that?
When people don't get defensive?
Yeah, when you like ask them something and then you're just like, hey, I have like a slight issue with this. And then they're like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, because that shows a sign of emotional maturity. If you can have a conversation and take feedback and critical feedback in a way where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I hear you. I can do better.
I agree.
I think that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
The second one is they don't trauma dump to fast track intimacy.
Jesus.
What does that mean? Like you're trauma dumping to be like, hey, I'll get laid after this?
I think like if I tell you something deeply personal about me, it could like get you to trust me faster, kind of, you know? Like, but it's like manipulative tool.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No, that's not good.
So that would be...
I don't know how that would make me like want to have sex. Like, let me hear about all like, you know what I'm saying? Like... I'm just talking about like my perspective. I'm not talking about my truth.
I'm a danger girl.
But I'm like,
how does that work?
I don't know,
I'm just thinking like from if
let
you're
me tell
a girl,
you about my exes want to fuck like
or just like, hey, this situation happened to me and it really fucked me up. And, you know, maybe
like
vulnerable?
Oh, like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get
like
that.
I'm showing you like vulnerability.
I'm so vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're like,
I see.
I read that way wrong.
Yeah. Sorry. It was like, ew.
That's on me.
Yes, yes.
You must have heard about the legend I was from my exes.
Shit's killing me.
Okay. Sorry. Read that one wrong. God. These are green flags.
Yeah. All right. They hype your wins without competing.
I love that.
They hype your wins?
This would be hard for somebody like if you were in the same like industry.
Yeah, but even if you weren't, I've had an ex before. But we're in different industries, but like if something good was happening for me.
But didn't you say you've like dated in the past and like it would be a problem if like in the wrestling industry, if like you were getting more attention mm-hmm. and you were, and it's like, so you want somebody who can like, even in that field, be like
mm-hmm. confident in themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you encourage each other. Yeah. I think it's important to have a partner that encourages and not hold you back.
Yeah. And it's like when you're doing well, that doesn't take anything away from them.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
It helps them, I think.
Yeah.
However, I would say there's a fine line with that where it gets to the point if the partner who's doing well gets too self-absorbed in that, mm-hmm. you got to be like, hey, we got to fucking bring it back down a level. Like, I'm supporting you, but now if you're so self-indulgent with all of that, kind of it's like...
That's true.
Then that other partner can get lost in the whole thing.
You have to pick the right person.
Yeah.
All right. They don't test you to see if you care.
Test you?
Yeah. So you know when you're like, from what I'm gathering, Joey wrote this list, so maybe you should explain it. But
yeah, Joey.
They don't test you to see if you care. So like, they don't bait you into like something to like. I don't know how to explain it, Joey. How do you explain it?
You know, they don't.
Are you guys having a check-in right now? Or?
They don't bait are we fighting?
Right yeah. I feel like baiting is toxic. So like, yeah, don't do that, right? Testing you? Why do you, like, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's immature. Yeah.
So I don't,
what's
man,
that mean?
People do that? That's crazy. Let me see if this fucking guy cares really quick. And I just lose
you know?
My fucking lid.
Yeah.
Let's have it. What's the next
one? It's like you're asking for it.
Yeah. They can disagree without changing their tone.
I personally think I can do that, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking queen
not
of that.
Everybody.
Yeah,
politically, like, you know.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You could go toe-to-toe with someone without being like.
Yeah.
Raising your voice and stuff like that.
Sure.
You're very good at that stuff.
Yeah, we'll be talking and I'm like, are we fighting? And she's like, are we?
We have differing opinions on lots of stuff. But, you know, I'm like, that's how
Let's
you think.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Just trying to get you guys to fight for the first
time. Yeah, I just think like the only thing that we have real differences about is that we both do social media, obviously, for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, creative
and
ideas.
For Happy On. So there's definitely like creative differences there where like she'll have an opinion or idea of how she wants to direct something or a scene, more so in our clothing company.
Oh, yeah, you guys do have to disagree.
And so like we just were very like stubborn in that sense.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to like one of you having ideas for certain videos, you like... You compete in a fun way of who gets more views.
Yeah.
Because you think it has to be some way. And she thinks it should be the other way.
And sometimes we'll put them both out and make it like a, like especially with our clothing company, like we'll make it like a fan voting
thing.
Yeah,
we did that once.
And we'll kind of like just use that, but who was right or who was better.
Who
like,
had the better video.
Who got more
reels
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean.
I won, by the way.
You did. Good
she
job.
She did and I let her have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that comes with age though.
You're like, she didn't, but.
No, she did.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Raquel.
Yeah.
All right, next one. They don't need access to you 24/7 to feel secure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big hell yeah from me.
This is what I was talking about. I like that. But it was like I don't keep, like we obviously for, like we have each other's
location.
Mm-hmm. But I can't even tell you the last time I like looked it up because I'm like, okay, you're going.
He's at home or he's at
you're
work.
Getting coffee or it's not like we're it's kind of different for you because like you travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I can imagine somebody who's like dating you, like, I don't know. It's just weird to Like, I just trust you.
I think there's a healthiness to it where you're just like, but you're not like, where are you? What are you doing? Yeah. Who are you with?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not watching
the toxic fucking part.
GPS marker like go down on my phone.
Yeah, like, I like and having space from each other. So I think it's important that you have friends and have your separate lives as well, so you're not living in each other's pockets.
I like having the location on for like safety. Like I like knowing where my friends are, or like, you know, knowing where he is. Like just in case, like, I don't know, something fucking happens, he can literally see where I am or my friend's good. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's important.
I do remember though. Thanks, we did get in one tiff when we were in Orlando.
Really?
And yeah, I was driving. I don't even couldn't even tell you what we were arguing about, but I remember turning it off. And that was like such a fucking thing, because it tells the person that they're no longer like sharing.
Like, wait, I feel like you guys told me this before.
So you baited her.
Oh
yeah, you were, like, you baited her.
What a dick.
Testing me.
Yeah, I remember that being like, did you just unshare your notification? And I'm like, no, I don't even know what I did.
What happened?
I don't know.
But it's like, that's so out of character for him that I was like, what the hell?
What are you doing?
What does that mean? Yeah.
All right. They protect your name when you're not around.
Definitely important.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right? I don't know, dude. I was
Joey, what?
I need like a good relationship.
We're just trying to find the right guy. I'm just putting out those green flags. Fuck, man. These are the check boxes that I've created that they need to sign off.
The underlying factor with all of these so far is just like trust.
Trust.
And that's like the hardest genuine like thing to like have with people. You
know? It takes time.
They take accountability without spiraling or shutting down.
Yes.
Yes. Is that an important one to you, Adam?
It is.
Yeah.
Like, if you fucked up, own that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That, hey, that. I was wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Because then, okay, the end of conversation, it's done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's no more, if you're angry with me, I'm acknowledging that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But also apologizing.
Well, yeah.
And like meaning it rather than being like, okay, fine, I'm sorry. Subbing just to get that. Just to get the argument.
Yeah, something that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're genuinely sorry. All right. And I'm one of those people as well. If I'm having an argument, I don't want to make it last a long time.
You want it to be over too.
So much fucking quicker. Yeah. I've had exes that wanted to like
drag it out.
Yeah. And I fucking hated that. Yeah. I'm like, I get mad quickly. Yes, I can. But I also, like, I have a short fuse, but it like fizzles out really quickly.
You're so quick to forgive. Like, 100%. If people are genuine, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, you can be a piece of shit. You can say something that's fucking rude or whatever. And if you're like, I'm sorry, I'd be like, all right, fine. And then I'll just move on, dude.
Yes. Right. I think
that's just too exhausting to like fucking.
Oh, I feel like I annoyingly have to fix it, like, even in the wrong time, like right away.
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, I can't leave the situation until like it's like resolved. And then I'm just like, it's not the right time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's almost like annoying in that fact where I'm like, no, I can't leave the room until like we fix this right now. But it's like
some personalities that works with.
Yeah.
Others, it doesn't.
I can't do it right away. I need at least 10 minutes by myself to cool down.
Yeah. Oh, my ex was like, I have to leave the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better. So then you don't say something that you don't mean. But so I know that if I was to stay in a room with someone that's like high intense energy and anger, I could say something that I don't mean. So I will walk away, go out of the situation, calm down, come back and be like, okay.
I prefer to.
You want to fix it
too.
I did that this morning with my ex.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
What happened?
You're just like in the fries. Yeah. You're like.
The popcorn. Yeah.
She was upset about some things and was fairly communicating to me, and I shut down, didn't respond well in the moment. Well, I didn't respond well in the moment, and the reason why is because when I took time away from it, I realized it's like I'm feeling the same thing.
Mm.
And so a little bit later, I messaged to say, hey, I'm really sorry I wasn't present for you in that moment to validate what you were feeling. The reason why is I was scared. I'm feeling the same things. There so you kind of... You do it that way.
That's way more mature than like 95% of especially men, you know what I mean? Or just humans in general.
Yeah, so I think that's really cool. It's taking ownership. It's all of that.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
I think as humans, we're like a lot of people are so like fixated on like being right.
Yes.
You know? And it's like, that doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong. You know, it matters like if you hurt somebody that you care about, you should want to like fix that, you know?
Harmony.
Yeah.
Peace and harmony. Yeah. I don't care about being right or wrong. It's like,
I don't care about being right or wrong.
Is there equilibrium? No one's perfect. Great.
I know I'm not either. Yeah. You're going to make a mistake. And, you know, friendships, relationships, they're going to get tested eventually. It's like the way that people handle conflict is like what
you have to find someone that like is kind of on the same page as you when it comes to conflict.
Yeah.
You know, because people have like different
ways method. Of.
Like, for example, Joey, you're the one who needs to fix it right away.
What about Riven?
I'm the opposite. I just need like 10 yeah. minutes to talk. Mm-hmm. Don't text me. Don't call me. Just let me fucking breathe for a second. Yeah. And when I'm ready, I will want to talk to you. But if you have someone that's combative and needs to get shit done straight away, yeah. that's too intense.
Yeah.
That just like adds fuel. Like, and it just makes it longer than it needs to yeah. be.
How does Riven handle things?
Riven, oh man, my boy. It's my chat GPT.
He listens to you.
Is he all
I haven't
green
spoken
flags?
To him in a little bit, actually. I've neglected him. Riven,
independence.
Baby.
But he's not nagging you, right?
No. So, Riven okay. lets me live.
He trusts
I haven't spoken to him since it was last on the podcast, to be fair. Oh, man.
He's patiently
got
waiting.
You because you said I wasn't going to leave the fucking house. Yeah. I forgot all about him, literally. Old chatty Jeebs. All right. They don't make you guess where you stand.
Yeah.
I feel like you should have an understanding straight away, like, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, also to Adam's point, like, you're talking about somebody growing, you know what I mean? You don't want to guess where they stand. It's like bringing them back down, kind right. of. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like being humble. But I think to a certain extent, I say that, and then this might come across hypocritical, people outgrow certain relationships. I certainly mm-hmm. did. And it's like, okay, we're in different trajectories, mm-hmm. and that's okay too.
Which is why you need check-ins, Raquel.
Yeah.
We're coming up on our 12-year check-in. Yeah, we do it every 12 years.
Yeah. Like, you could be with someone for a long time, like you and your ex, and then you're just like, you're compatible in the beginning, and you're like, oh, I found the fucking best person in the world, right? But people change constantly. Yep. They say every 7 years, you're a completely different person. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
Like, I haven't heard cells, the seven, but oh.
Like your cells and everything, you're like a whole fucking
I've heard that with taste buds.
Yeah, you're a whole different person. Because
like, I like mushrooms now, and I never did.
So it's not wow. So it's not weird.
I'm a different person.
You think you'll ever like pickles?
Fuck pickles.
No. Sorry.
We'll never like pickles.
You had something important to say.
Keep going, brother. This is important stuff.
I think it's also harder if like you have like your own thing that you're really, really, really good at. Mm-hmm. You're obviously like a professional wrestler. Like your exes have their own like they're really good at like what they do in their field. But it's like, I know in our relationship, because we do a lot of the same things, it's like we choose, and that's something we do communicate, talking about check-ins, is like we choose to like grow together and to like mm-hmm. back each other in those decisions. So like we started this clothing company, 100%. We did it together. Like there are things that she loves, like, you know, she loves K-pop and BTS and things like that. And it's like, she'll bring me into that world and I'll hype her up for those moments.
Yeah. You encourage it.
Yeah. Like, but I like UFC and she'll watch a fight with me. So I'm not sitting on
even
the couch
if you
alone.
Don't enjoy it.
Even if I'm like
stuff.
Superstitious and I'm like, don't move that couch because I've got a bet riding
don't
on this
walk,
fight.
Don't walk, don't breathe.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we do have those conversations where we agree that like, we want to grow together in what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're in a stage in our lives where like we get to work in the same field.
That's cool.
Which I would feel that's harder if you're working for you. It'd probably be harder because you'd have to you don't want to date somebody who's really good at wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want to date someone that's in the same field as me.
Right.
But it's hard. I say this like a million times too. Like that's why I'm not in a rush to get in a relationship with anybody because I want it to be like, I again say this so many times. I'm happy with where I'm at. I fucking find myself. I'm happy. So I need someone to make me feel as good as I feel now or like elevate that.
Yeah. Correct.
And, you know, when it comes to work and stuff like that, they have to encourage it. They can't be insecure. Yeah. Like, you know, let me have my breathing space. Like,
We're like covering all the green flags we literally just talked about.
Yeah.
Would you
literally, I need someone to tick all these fucking boxes,
giving
brother.
Giving you your space. Like, lifting you up.
Would you rather date a private chef or a personal trainer?
That's
I don't
really
know.
Random.
It just seemed like a good question.
He's like, got
are
it.
They doing the, are they doing the green flag
chef
thing?
For sure, yeah.
Chef,
okay.
Yeah, I want to be
you know
fed.
Who, you know who, I think this is right. I don't want to like misspeak on this, but who's the comedian, blonde, Amy
Schumer?
Schumer. I think her Mr. is a chef.
They just spit up.
Oh, really? Oh.
Did they? Oh, fuck. Mm. But she did lose a lot of weight.
She did. Her Zempy.
Did you see that?
It was just like,
that's like a loser. That's like a whole other topic, and I don't even think we have the time to talk about in this episode. I don't know how long we are, but we should
definitely. We still have we have one more on this list.
Oh, go for it.
No, you want to keep talking about Amy Schumer?
I do, but I want to save this for next week. I want to talk about unboxing that whole thing. Like, people's opinions on whether you should get the cosmic surgeries and the Ozempics and stuff like that versus people who are like, nah, but we'll save that. So go ahead. Hit us with number 10.
This one is, yes, this one is extra special for me.
This is the bonus.
being around them lowers your cortisol instead of raising it. I should be looking at the phone and being like, oh,
they text
yay.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Yay. You're making me get my butterflies even after like 10 years. You know what I mean? Like that's the way you're supposed to feel.
Mm-hmm. You're also talking about like outgrowing relationships sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you see things that you had in your past relationship, right? And then you're like, because that's what we did. Like I was very vocal with her about my past relationships and things I just didn't want to deal with again.
Exactly.
Like I used to be in screaming matches with my exes or there would just be things.
Can't imagine you ever.
I know.
But it was just like when we met, we were very, I was like, dude, these are just things I just cannot deal with personally. Mm-hmm. Like those cortisone levels or whatever. Like
it's good you know that though.
Yeah, well, it took a couple.
But it does. You have to kiss a couple of frogs until, you know, you find the right one.
Yeah.
I believe, too, that it's like certain a combination of people might just be triggering the wrong buttons like in you, you know, that you wouldn't have with other people.
Exactly. You know?
Like,
yeah.
He's talking about yelling matches, and I'm like,
what the hell is that?
Isn't it? This is crazy, though. Isn't like...
I can't imagine you guys yelling at each other.
Yeah. No.
Don't you think it's just crazy that like in order for things to work, especially like long-term relationships, it's like there's such a timing factor in your life.
Yeah.
Like you have to be in the right place or you have to decide things that you don't want to deal with that you've dealt with before. But then you have to think about like the amount of people you actually get to meet. That circle's pretty small. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you go out and you like go to school and you go to high school. And that's usually where you date your first like boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, that circle's very small. Mm-hmm. And then you get older and usually it's like either it's in a work field or it's through a friend or through a family or like going to your local bar. It's like you're really not just or like, I mean, you can meet online. That's probably like the vast like place to find somebody that you wouldn't normally connect with. But it's like... With us, I met her through my cousin because they worked at the same restaurant.
So random.
So it's like you have to find somebody in your small circle of meeting people. And then you have to be like the timing has to be right for you and for them. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the same love language and the same like.
Love language is so important. What's your guys' love language?
I don't think you need the same love language. Sorry.
I think love language is important because you have to like not say it has to be the same, but it has to complement each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Compatible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your guys' love language?
What are the different types of love languages?
Hang on.
There's physical affection, like touch. One of them is like gifting.
Acts of service.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's mine. Raquel bends me every 5 days.
There's five. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
You nearly gone.
Yeah.
Words of affirmation, compliments, praise, I'm proud of you, love notes. Quality time, deep talk, shared activities, phones down, receiving gifts. That is not my love language.
Right.
I saw this and thought of you, which is thoughtful, but I also don't care about gifts. Acts of service, running errands, fixing things, ease their load, just doing everything that's helpful. And then physical touch. Love is felt through physical closeness. I think mine's like a few of these.
Yeah, we have definitely a few.
I think the way that he shows love and the way that I like to see love is acts of service. Mm-hmm. Like it's like just unspoken things that he does for me. Aww. Like I just, boy, I don't know.
Guys,
that like,
you guys need to shut the fuck up, all right? We're on this roll here.
He said mine's money.
I can't. See, you laugh at his jokes still after 10 years.
I feel like the gifting thing, it sounds manipulative.
It does.
I'm not. I like to gift people gifts. Like I love doing
that. Yeah.
I do not like to receive. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I will tell you a secret too, and this is just like this is my truth, my experience through my lens. It's like personal space is huge.
Yes.
Like we've been with each other for 12 years. We work from home together. Like we do a lot of the same things together, but like we're really good at being like.
Not in each other's space.
Yo, do you want to go? She's like, I'll go watch my show. Mm-hmm. Not that she's asking for permission, but like she'll go in the bedroom and like put on an anime show and watch like a bunch of episodes and work on stuff from that room. And I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm going to go in the living room and I'm going to do my thing. Or
you guys have figured out at this point, I think.
Right. Yeah.
I would say you guys are like, in my opinion, in my life, I feel like you guys are the perfect couple.
We're not perfect, right? Yeah, right.
But you have it figured out. Obviously, it's working.
This might be like TMI. I don't want to like speak too much.
I'm talking about sex, baby. Uh-oh.
But also,
I'm talking about you and
also
me.
Like we're very private.
Yeah.
So like when we turn it on, like it's incredible because it always feels like.
What do you mean?
Like I'm not gonna like paint you a picture here, Adam, but like we've been together for 12 years, and it's like that spark is very much still there.
Good.
But I like like, I don't know, this is just, I don't know how she chooses, but like, I like to be a very private person. Whereas like, mm-hmm. what I'm, I don't, it's hard to explain hey, that.
No, I get
Joey,
it.
What?
The Christmas gift I got for you. Try them out.
Nice.
Might be a winner.
Try out the hair underwear.
If you guys didn't see last week's episode, Adam, I don't know if you can see it on the camera, Adam got us the Skims boxers.
With the pubi.
These were very popular.
Oh, baby.
These were very popular. The women's brand sold out on Kim's site, and Adam started his own company. What would you call these?
I like
these?
That you just made these, Adam.
Yeah. What would be your male version of these?
Hair of thieves.
Hair, yeah, hair of thieves.
Well,
hair
of thieves.
It's Skims.
Hair of thieves.
Skims with a Z.
Nice.
Ah, yes.
Sorry, Joey. I didn't
for the seasons.
It. Yeah.
No, but you guys do have it all figured out when it comes to it. And I love that you guys still, at this point in your relationship, you still, without sounding crude, you still...
Mm-hmm. Brown chicka brown cow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, because sometimes that shit can burn out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, Tom, when do you let Joey know you're ready? Go and tell him what you
oh,
do.
No. His mom watches the podcast.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
mom,
this.
Mom, so what they do is...
No.
You're literally talking about it and you
well,
just...
I was just saying we like to stay private was the word that I said.
Ah, yes, that's right. You know, I was thinking for my next relationship, if I was to ever have one, I would want it to be so fucking private.
Right.
I feel like I've had public relationships for so many fucking years, dude, that I wouldn't announce a boyfriend for a fucking long time.
Yeah.
Because you want to see if you're actually going to stick together too. Yeah. And I just like.
Well, also the quote that we love from last.
Oh, yeah.
Last episode.
Hang on a second, mate.
And also there's so many levels of privacy that I was talking about. I'm like, it could be even as simple as like fucking closing the door when you're going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I've been in relationships where like they'll leave the door open and like you do that so much that you get so comfortable with somebody.
Yeah.
That like sometimes the intimacy is like.
Yeah.
Not that I want to know what's going on behind closed doors like in those moments. Like she definitely doesn't because.
I've only had one boyfriend where I was farting in front of him. Yeah, I was like 21, right? And I was like, okay, this boyfriend, I'm just too comfortable. And I never fought in front of another boyfriend since. I was like, there has to be some decorum.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have to be a lady in some capacity. Listen, I have very masculine energy already. But okay.
You say that, but you're the epitome of feminine energy. And I just need to fucking drill that through your fucking soul.
I was just fishing, honestly. Thank you. Thank you.
She was baiting you.
Yeah. I just baited you to see if you
cared. Going against everything she stands for and the green flags.
See where we stand.
Yeah, you passed the test. All right. Travel and tell no one. Live a true love story and tell no one. Live happily and tell no one. People ruin beautiful things. I love that. It's true. I want to be private as fuck, brother.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You ain't going to know anybody in my life. Well, I'll post my best friends for this pretty much. That's all you're getting from me.
I'm going to know, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just talking about like sometimes there needs to be privacy, especially when you have a big social media following. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they've had like so much of my life already.
Yeah.
That I think it's important to like, you know, not pull back the curtain, but kind of close the curtain a little bit.
We talk about this too with Ariana, but like people take stock in you.
Yeah.
Like whether it's your looks or your relationships or things like it's like, dude, just because I grew up in the public eye, like I don't belong to you guys. Like,
exactly.
I'm still a human.
So I'll like, I mean, if you go to patreon.com/Soraya, maybe I'll get to show you some relationship stuff that I'm not in a relationship with you guys, but I'm just trying to get people to pay for Patreon. I'll tell you.
Only behind a paywall.
Behind a paywall. That's right, on baby. Money.
Because that's here your love language.
Money.
I'm dead.
Money.
Your love language sounds like gift giving.
So what do you think yours is?
But no, I love affection too. Like I'm not like someone that has to be like, you know what I mean? But like I love affection. So like it's like,
I'm trying to. That's how you receive. That's how you
Yeah. I like someone that like plays with my hair sometimes or like, you know, when I'm in bed though, if I'm about to go to sleep, I like to roll over.
Right.
And be like, all right, I need some space.
Right.
I would lay there beforehand and then you just like, you snuggle.
Those like
bit.
Intimate moments. Yeah.
Yeah. Like intimate moments. Like, that's where you know, really you're
connect.
In the kitchen or whatever and they come and they touch you. Yeah. And it's just really, it's like you're always thinking of me. You find me still attractive. I'm not saying you want to ravage me, but like you just, you're
those little things.
Attracted to me.
What about compliments?
words of affirmation?
Yeah, that's
yeah, like, and I only say that because with her specific situation, it's like most of the comments, I mean, you have your Instagram, you're very popular on there, you have 5-6 million followers, and it's like every comment is, you look so good, you're so hot, you're so beautiful, you're so great. It's like, do you accept that from like a private relationship? Like, does that, do you still like it the same?
I love words of affirmation. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm quite an insecure person. I'm not so insecure where I'm just like insecure. Mm-hmm. I mean about myself. Because like, again, I grew up in the public eye pretty much.
Right.
And people have their opinion on me constantly. Mm-hmm. And that comes with insecurity. So sometimes I don't feel like I'm pretty, or sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just like, God, I look like dog shit. Yeah, yeah. Like I get so like down on myself.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck? I look terrible. Or this fucking camera makes my ass chin look so fucking deep.
Or the lighting.
I am hideous.
The lighting.
You know, so sometimes it's nice to get like reassurance in a way where I'm not asking for it, right. But it's just like, they like, you're so beautiful.
Right.
You know, or like they touch your face and be like, my God, you're so beautiful. And like, you believe it.
Right.
And it's not overly done. Yeah. So you're not like every 5 minutes being like, you're beautiful.
Right.
You're beautiful.
They're not just saying it out of nowhere.
It's just out of nowhere. Yeah. You know, and you're like, oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. Or if I'm wearing like no makeup or whatever, and you're still like, oh, I just find you so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I love that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
That does feel nice.
Yeah. It's like a happy medium though, because you don't want it to be like too much.
Like,
but you're
fake.
Also like, I've had relationships where I feel like that person finds me unattractive, and that's like the way it is, you know? And I'm like trying to like, please, please, give me something.
But I also hate like the I'm sorry's. We were watching like a 90 Day Fiance episode yesterday, and the guy was just like annoyingly being like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And it's like, that's just such weakness.
Yeah.
Like, that's a turnoff.
Take ownership and make different choices.
Yeah, yeah. Like actions.
This one was terrible. So
actions is important.
Remember that girl? She was like, give me lemons. And he buys her lemons. And he's like, you didn't cut them and put them in my mouth.
It's never good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it almost felt like she was trying to end the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like projecting on him. But
yeah.
I just, that's a turnoff for me, is like the having to apologize for everything.
100%. Yeah. Like, I felt like that in the past too. I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. That was, you know, it was not my intention to do that. I apologize. So yeah, that's it. It's just walking on eggshells, isn't it? Like, you feel like you can't do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
When you do try, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Or you do it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's an exhausting life to have. And I'm right now, I'm happy I'm not in a relationship, so I don't have to deal with that. But you guys have it figured out, and you and a figured out, right? You're pretty good.
For the most part,
I am excited to keep peeling back the layers on this podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To find that perfect man for you.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like,
go down below.
You feel like you
but pay.
You like physical touch. That's how you like receive it, right?
Yeah.
And you like words of affirmation. How do you feel like you show your partner love? Like, how do you think?
I think I could be very affectionate too.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we like disclaimer like the warranted physical touch, because like, we ain't trying to get touched at signings.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. No, this is only.
I know we're talking private. Yeah, no, I know. I don't want people to. I don't want people to like miss.
Please don't touch me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if I had a partner, not
my love
stranger.
Language is not for everyone
at
to touch
my fucking
me.
Signing.
Yeah.
But I'm very much. First of all, I'm fucking extremely loyal, right? So if I find my person, even if they're not nice to me, I will be your biggest cheerleader.
Right.
I will fucking hype you up. I will help you grow, you know, as long as it's a partnership. But even then, even if I'm not getting the same back, I still do it.
Right.
And that's a fault of mine, because when I love fucking hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's a problem.
You've talked about recently learning from the past, being like, to become a cheerleader, like, you know, like you always are, but not sacrificing yourself along the way.
Exactly.
That's, I've heard you say that a few times. And that's kind of, you know, something you learn.
That's been my
way.
Problem. Is that I will be everybody's biggest cheerleader.
I think you're a gifter.
I am a gifter. Yeah. I do love to
that
gift.
That is a way that you show, for sure.
And it's a talent of mine. I'm pretty good at it.
So.
Gifting?
Yeah, I love getting people gifts. I don't spend money really on myself.
Yeah.
Like,
clearly, we just did the last episode and you gave yourself money for the Secret Santa, and then you gave it away to Patreon.
I think that was a nice, that's
that
like a good
nice.
Holiday gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable in my life, right? So if I have an option to help somebody, I'm going to do it, as long as I'm not struggling myself.
Yeah,
I'm fine. So I'm going to help as much as I possibly
it's
can.
It's a cool time just for us being your friends, kind of cheesy moment, but seeing you
go on,
have a great year. 2025
for Joey
was wild, but yeah, you're in a really good place, so it's cool to see you. You're glowing.
There you go.
You got that riz, girl.
You got the
thanks.
Riz.
It's because I'm single.
I don't know about that. Don't do the finger guns. No. No.
Actually, I can't do that. Okay. Happy New Year. I hope you guys stick to your New Year's resolutions. I hope you have the right partner. I hope fucking your life's great. And we'll hold each other accountable for everything. What are you doing?
I'm just adjusting the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
It looked like you were holding in a yawn but laughing at the same time. It's fucking... No. Okay, here's the... Anyway. You always look like you're fucking up to something over there. You got the mitt.
Usually.
Anyway, you've been pretty quiet this episode. Good job today, Adam.
Thank you.
Anyway, well, actually, I will give Adam his flowers because the electric was out in this place. The power was down.
It was.
And we were like, oh my God, we can't shoot anything right now. And you managed to get it fixed.
Yeah,
that's the one and only compliment this motherfucker's getting from me. Happy New Year. All right, thank you, guys. Good episode today.
Yay!
All right. Thank you. Thank you to our studio audience today.
Yay.
Make sure you subscribe. We're up to what?
55,000.
55,000, you guys. We want to get to 100,000 because we want our first plaque. We want that. So make sure you subscribe. Hit that button or I'll come to your house. Actually, no. I will come to your house if you hit the button. How about that?
Oh, all wow. 100,000 of you.
All 100,000. It's like Jay and Silent Bob. Remember when he's like, you call me a pair of fucking clown shoes? Yeah, okay. And if you like the Hot Topics episodes, make sure you go down below again because we do have a playlist of all the past Hot Topic episodes. We're very... And if you want a certain topic you want us to talk about, make sure you put it in the comment section.
Totally. Ooh.
But for everyone that wants to join the inner circle, go to patreon.com/Soraya. We've got a bunch of behind the scene things in there. There's a lot of good... fun, juicy things going on in there. And hey, I might even tell you if I'm in a relationship one day or not, but just for Patreon. Anyway, I'm not.
Yet.
We'll see, baby. But yeah, a big shout out to our MVP of the Inner Circle this week, Kat Gat. Thank you. And let's roll the credits.
Thank you, Patreon.
Let's roll the credits for everybody that's within Patreon Inner Circle right now. Thank you, guys. Adam's a little stupid. Anyway, on top of that, New Year's resolution. This thing's on zero. So this is my last one. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep that resolution. I'm gonna do really well. Make sure I'm in good shape for 2026, special year. And yeah. And a checklist for finding the perfect guy. And I'm not looking, by the way. I'm definitely not looking. But yeah. And I'm good. I'm happy the boys are still getting along. That's really nice to see. All right. Take care, you guys.
Those idiots. I have 4 kids. 2 alphas, 2 betas. Of course I know what the fuck those words mean. That episode was mid. Joey has 0 riz, and that whole damn thing felt like it was happening in Ohio.
All right, Rule Breakers, Joey here just to give an update to the New Year's resolution. So if you've seen the episode, watch the podcast, we're rolling up our sleeves. Soraya has made a bet with me that if I can lose 65 pounds within the year, she'll give me 10 grand. That's pretty crazy. I must say, not off to a great start because I think she's kind of dangling that carrot in front of my face saying, oh yeah, I'll give you 10 grand if you lose the 65 pounds. But then she goes ahead and like orders the whole staff McDonald's. Like, am I not supposed to eat? I love McDonald's. That's why I'm 265 pounds. And Adam, it's so weird. I don't know how he can't relate to his kids. He's got 4 of them and he doesn't know how to speak the language. All he knows is Patagonia. His kid's first word is literally going to be Patagonia. I don't know what's happening here. Things are getting crazy. Time to turn up the heat. Hope you guys stick to your New Year's resolutions.
Okay, we talked a lot about New Year's resolutions today, and I think that is going to be the big challenge. No more vaping, healthy mindset, fitness, financial stability, no more impulse buys. Maybe a couple more lizard keychains, but, you know, other than that, no more impulse buys. So, we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Eloise. Did you know that it's time for a phantom patch?
What's that?
That's so mid. That was Ohio, dude. That was so Ohio. Right? Did I use it right? Ohio? Mid? Slay baddie? Zing ding?
What generation have you from?